Pastor Jeff Johnson has this to say here today on Sound Doctrine.
As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. God, by His grace, has given you gifts. Use them as a good steward. Use what God's given you, and God will bless you beyond imagination. Not to yield, it will hurt you. To take on too much, it will hinder you. But just to say, Lord, I want to be used by you. Here's my life.
Your Spirit leads me on, and I'm running after you. I'll leave behind the worthless lies, and I'm trading them for priceless truth.
Birthdays, Christmas, graduation, we're accustomed to giving and receiving gifts. Sadly, many of which are never used or put away in storage somewhere. Now, God gives each of His children spiritual gifts. Sadly, many Christians never put them to use. Imagine how that makes the Lord feel. Pastor Jeff Johnson returns to his study of Romans here on Sound Doctrine, and we'll be focusing on chapter 12, one of a few spots in Scripture that lists the spiritual gifts.
Verse 4 of Romans 12. He says, "For as we are many members in one body," I like how he draws it all together here. We're all different members, one body. All members have not the same office. So we've got different gifts, different callings. "So we, being many, are one body," notice, "in Christ." How Jesus brings us all together, man. Look at the backgrounds we've got here this morning. I bet anything, we got a few ex-Mormons. We got a few ex-Jehovah's Witnesses. We got a bunch of Catholics. We got a bunch of Baptists. We got a bunch of Pentecostals. We got a bunch of this, that, and the other. But look at how God brings us all into the same place and makes us all as one in Him. I mean, that's bizarre. That's a miracle in itself. You know, some of us, there's some that have long hair, short hair, coats and ties, different people with different backgrounds. We're all together here worshiping God. We're all in Christ. We're the family of God. And I like how He brings it all together here. So He says, everyone members one of another. We're connected through Christ together. Jesus is the head, the Bible says. We're the body. So everything comes from Him to us. I would say, take a picture of a wheel, okay? You got this picture of a wheel. You got the hub in the middle. The hub is the most important part. Why? Because it holds the wheel together. And the hub would be Jesus. He holds it all together. Now, then you got the spokes going out. The spokes are the gifts of the Holy Spirit being, just tying it all together. And notice, the wheel then is what makes it move and roll. The wheel is what is held together by the gifts. So the gifts, the bottom line, has always been to the edifying of us in love and to see God's body moving out and people overrun by the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, and just being taken by it. Why? Because the body's using the gifts and we're receiving everything from our Lord and God Jesus. The bottom line is love. It's always been love. 1 Corinthians 13, if you don't have love, you have zero, nothing. Or you might have gifts. You might have different gifts. And see, the Corinthians got all hung up in the gift of tongues and the gift of this. And they started to say, "You have it? Oh, I got it. You want me to show you right now?" Going off. What are you doing, man? Why is that such a big deal? Because you've become a tinkling cymbal. You're abusing the gifts. You're not using them rightly. You don't understand. And we have parts of the body that go off. And really, they really bum the Lord out. They grieve the Holy Spirit. No, the bottom line is love. We should always look for love, the fruit of love in the situation, in our lives, in those around us. God not only hates pride, but he also hates the spots in our love feast. You say, what are those spots? It's like cancer. When the doctor says, I see something on your lung, I don't like it. There's a spot there. You're going, oh no, you've got to be kidding. I never smoked. No, it's there. Well, it's got to be removed. I understand. Remove it. I don't want to become sick. I don't want to have this spot grow into something major and take my life. No, that spot needs to be removed from this body. See, that's why the Lord talks about those that are causing division in the body of Christ need to be removed. That's something he hates, discord amongst the brethren. He hates those that would cause division or schism. These are spots that need to be taken out. It hurts our witness. It grieves the Lord. Bitter jealousies, envying, you know, rivalries, you know. I am of Paul. I am of Cephas. Why would you do that? Why would you say I'm of Billy Graham. I stand behind the man, you know. Well, I am of Chuck Smith. So there. That's dumb. We're not following a man. Don't ever follow a man. We follow the Lord, Jesus Christ. He is who we look to, we listen about. He is who we is our hero, our the one that died for us, the one that paid it all. And we don't cause division that way. We're of the Lord. So we have to be careful, but it happens all the time. So each part, many parts, each part is important. Each has a purpose. And let me say this. You have a part and a gift that only you can do. Nobody else can do it in the body of Christ. It's very unique, very specific. It's very profitable for all of us to understand and to learn our gifts. You say, well, how am I to do that? Isn't there many gifts? Well, yeah, there's a lot of gifts. And in the New Testament, there, you know, some have said that there's 21. And there's various, and we're going to look at 7 of them this morning. But we need to understand our gift. What is your gift? You say, well, I don't know. Well, you need to understand it. You can do this. You can start studying 1 Corinthians 13, 14, and 15. Key chapters that will help you. Because what I do is I go through each and every gift. And we spend the whole time in one CD on one gift. And then I ask questions about, are you this type of person? Are you this type of person? Do you do this, 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 this? Then this is your gift. Do you see that? And see, it just is evident. It's really easy. It's not hard. But you need to study. You need to get into it. You need to understand it. What is your gift? What is your ability that God has given to you that you're good at that you can use for his glory? Because it's dangerous if you try to do something you're not called to do. And people do that all the time too. So if my body is not functioning fully to its capacity, and we're talking about the body of Christ, the church, certain parts aren't working, they're not functioning correctly, then you can see why there would be less movement, there would be less fruit produced. It would slow everything down. So we need to, you know, kick it up a notch, guys. I'm telling you. You guys all need to kick it up a notch. You need to be more disciples than ever before. We are now entering into some real dark days ahead. It's only those that are going to spend time in the light who are going to become bright. You need to be in the light. Walk in the light as he is in the light. Have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus will cleanse you from every sin from here on out. It will keep you safe and he'll cause you to shine for him. And that's so important because many need to see some light. It's getting so dark. Amen? Okay, so we need to dig in. We need to get really serious about our faith and begin to truly become disciples. I love this. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, in verse 24, let me read it to you. 1 Corinthians 12, 24. For our comely parts have no need, but God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacks, or to that part which is kind of hidden. He blesses even more, and he ministers to them. You know, again, there's those that say, well, you know what? I don't really know my part in the body of Christ, but I do know this. I would like to do what Jeff does. Okay. Come on. Well, yeah, that's what I'd like. Well, why don't you, start, maybe you can go and work in the nursery. What? Nobody's going to see me in there. That smells in there. I don't want to go there. And I don't want to be a foot either, because a foot is in a shoe, and you never see the toes. And there's stink in there too. I don't want to go there. And so we start telling God what we want to do, what we don't want to do. Well, I have a tent ministry in mind where I'll buy a tent and travel all over the United States, And God's going, no, I have something totally different in mind for you. We have to be flexible because he knows your talents, your abilities, and he wants to use you to the maximum. So you have to be flexible, and he will do that. He will bless you. You know what? If you don't yield yourself to the Lord, I mean, think about this. We have night janitors. Night janitors. You know, we don't ever see them, but they're there, and they work hard. And if they weren't there, we'd come in and maybe the toilet would be backed up or something, Wouldn't that be horrible? So start praying for our night janitors and asking God to bless them. And for our nursery workers and our Sunday school teachers who pour out their hearts to those little hearts, those little kids, and never get anything, people don't see them, they don't hear them, but you do get some feedback, don't you? As your kids jump in the car and you go, what'd you learn today? Oh, man, Elijah, or wow, we learned about Noah. We're into that. And, they're getting it. And they studied. And they sought to teach your children. So we need to pray for them. And God blesses them for doing what they're doing. See, they're involved in ministry. And because they're involved in that ministry, some of them, and we have many on Sunday mornings that work one service. It takes hundreds of people to take care of this place in one service. And then come in, sit, and be taught in the second service. And vice versa. It happens all the time. But ministry, it is exciting. And God blesses. That's what he's trying to tell us here. If you don't get into it, you're only going to have input. See, some of you come, and you come Wednesdays, and you come Sundays. You even come to some of the women's things, some of the men's things. And so you're getting fed constantly. You have an inlet, but you have no outlet. You're not doing anything. And you're saying, what do you mean? Well, what kind of ministry are you involved with? What are you doing for the Lord? Well, I go to church. Okay, that's an inlet. What's your outlet? You see, if you don't have an outlet, you get frustrated. You get dry. You actually will become like the Dead Sea. You know the Dead Sea? It's the lowest place on the earth, and it's dead. It has an inlet, has no outlet. And it just sits there. There's a bunch of sand there, there's no plants, nothing. It's just full of salt. It just sits there. And what would bring life to the Dead Sea? Well, we know what would bring life. An outlet. It brings life. So have an inlet and have an outlet. Be hungering for ministry. About roll up your sleeves and say, what do you want me to do, Lord? I want to get busy in something for you. You've given me so much, and you keep giving me so much. I got to have an outlet. Plug me in. That's why you have the bulletin. That's why there's many things going on. And there'll be many things coming up. So keep your heart in that bulletin and pray. God will lead you. So he's the one doing the leading. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, mark this down, verse 7, 11, and 18. It talks about how the Holy Spirit is doing the whole work. God is giving the gifts to those who he wants to give them to. And he gives them for a reason. And he's orchestrating the whole thing. It is true that the pastors need to be plugged in too to see different people's gifts and to see where they're gifted in and to plug them into some places. So pray for the leadership here that will continue to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and put those brothers and sisters where they need to be. But there's sometimes where you can just say, I think we need a ministry to minister to these type of people. And if you usually come up to me, I'll say, hey, that's a good idea. Why don't you do it? I didn't mean... Yeah, you do it. Oh, well, God's put it on your heart. It's something that needs to be done. And that's how ministry start around here. That's everything you see in the bulletin is because God's put it on somebody's heart. And we just let them run with it. And if it goes, it goes. If it don't, it doesn't. But, God's raising it up. God's doing it. I trust him. He's good at what he does. What I was seeing here also is that there's different gifts for different people in the body. And you know what? There's also As far as the church body goes, this body, there's various gifts. But as far as the world goes, there's various gifts. There's from, you know, this very plain orthodoxy, you know, thinking and from the old traditions and all that goes on in various churches to the high emotional stages of Pentecostalism, you know. And you have these two extremes out here. Usually I look at Calvary Chapel as kind of like right in the middle, because we do believe in the Pentecostal experience. We do believe in being filled with God's power and experiencing the joy of the Lord and all. And yet we're also very orthodox in our, you know, studying the scriptures and staying steady in the word, see? So it kind of is at a balance. But these God has raised up to use, and some people in orthodox churches who are in the word, sharing the word, people are getting saved. Pentecostal churches, people are getting saved. You know, maybe, you know, God is going to speak to you through this orthodoxy type of church, and God uses that. Or maybe you're an emotional person. You need to go over to the other extreme, you know. But then there's the Calvary Chapel, and it doesn't make us the only way. No, we're just one of the ways where people can get fed the word of God and grow up in the things of God. God forbid that we should go around and get a big head and when people come up and say, where do you go to church? Oh, the only church, Calvary Chapel. What a dud. You know, that's ridiculous thinking that, you know, that's again, I'm of Paul's. No, don't go there. Because we're all in the body of Christ all over the world. It's a big world, guys. There's a lot of ministry going on. And we need to see all our brothers and sisters all over the place and quit, you know, thinking that we're special and God's anointing is on. That's ridiculous. There's not one special gift. There's many gifts. In a toolbox, there are many tools. In my garage, I have many different saws. There's a wood saw. There's a metal saw. You know, there's a tree saw. You know, and you just go take the saw that you want to do the work with, and you use it, and it works, right? There was a big convention of the all the tools, and they were meeting together, and the hammer was presiding, and of course he's always using it, you know, and finally, I think it was screwdriver. Yeah, screwdriver came up and said, hey, hammer, you know, you're always hammering on us, always nailing us, you know. We want you to step down from the podium. We don't think you should be running this meeting anymore. And hammer's just, you know, hammer just kind of sloughed it off and said, you know, hey, you know, screwdriver, you're always spinning wheels. You're always going around and around. You're not a self-starter and you're spinning in circles all the time. I don't know about you. You know, he goes, yeah, but at least I'm not like Brother Plain. What do you mean? Well, Brother Plain, he's so surface and always shallow. You know, he's gouging all the time. And then Brother Plain says, hey, man, if you're going to kick me out, what about Brother Ruler? You know how he is. He's always measuring everybody right and always, he's always correct. He says, I measured it and that's what it is, you know. And then all of a sudden somebody else says, yeah, but look at Brother, you know, Pliers. You know, my gosh, get a grip. That guy's whacked, you know. And then what about, you know, and they go on and on and on. What about sandpaper, you know? And sandpaper always is rough and rubs us the wrong way. And, you know, we don't want him, you know. And so the tools are going, blah, 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 and they're just arguing. And then the master comes in. When the master opens the door and comes in, everybody shuts up. And they're just kind of looking around. And the master begins to take each one of those tools and make something beautiful. And he uses each one to make it. And it's incredible. Kind of a humbling experience. Lord, let us see how you want to use us for your glory. And you're the one who wants to do it. We just need to yield, be filled with your spirit, understand our gift, and be available. I love this scripture in 1 Peter 4:10. Jot it down. 1 Peter 4:10. As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. God, by his grace, has given you gifts. Use them as a good steward. Use what God's given you. and God will bless you beyond imagination. To not to yield, it will hurt you. To take on too much, it will hinder you. But just to say, Lord, I want to be used by you. Here's my life.
Well, we hope you'll echo those words. Lord, I want to be used by you. Here's my life. He loves to answer those kind of prayers. This is Sound Doctrine, and today Pastor Jeff Johnson has been covering chapter 12 of Romans, a message we've called To Be Used of God, Your Gifts. Jeff will be right back with more. To purchase today's study from Romans on CD for a cost of $5, call toll-free 800-353-7553. Again, 800-353-7553. You can also listen to us online at sounddoctrineradio.org or through our app. Simply search for Calvary Chapel Downey in the App Store or Google Play. Have you had a chance to hear Pastor Jeff's testimony? If not, here's your chance. It's detailed in a book called The Seeker. You'll be blessed as you read of the amazing grace of God that can transform a person that truly is seeking after Him. Pastor Jeff had an amazing change of heart and life, and this is his story. The book comes with the CD, The Power of a Testimony. And we'd also like to send you a special Thanksgiving message from Pastor Jeff. It's called No Leftovers. So to request this special offer today, simply go online at sounddoctrineradio.org or call us at 800-353-7553. And as you're able, we would greatly appreciate your financial support. It helps to provide these daily studies on stations all across the nation. People right now are desperate for hope and encouragement. And together, we can bring it to them through the sound doctrine contained in God's Word. You can make a secure donation online at sounddoctrineradio.org or call 800-353-7553. Also, we'd like to pray for you. We realize many of you are hurting, others facing some big decisions. Share your requests today by email at sounddoctrine@calvarydowney.org. That's sounddoctrine@calvarydowney.org. Now let's turn back to Romans chapter 12, shall we, for the rest of Pastor Jeff's message.
Now, in verse 6, going back to our text, notice what verse 6 says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. So God's given different gifts. Or ministry, and he begins to share the gifts. Prophecy is the first one. Ministry is the second one. Let us wait for our ministering. And that he that teaches on teaching, and he that exhorts on exhortation, and he that gives, let him do it with simplicity, and he that rules with diligence, and he that shows mercy with cheerfulness. So each one of the gifts are different. They're different anointings that God gives us. I love to watch Jason and the band. And then, you know, Jose and his writing. And Jose's a gifted musician, and so is Jason. And I love to see the band mature and to grow. And I mean, just to, you know, be able to be a musician must be really strange, because they got music in their head. Did you know that? They hear things. And that's why they're usually just kind of, huh, what? They're just listening. They're on the radio already or something. God's radio, you know. G-O-D on your dial, you know. And God's giving the song, and they're writing it down, and they're playing it. And you're just going, whoa, you know. That's a gifting. That's a calling. And then you go through other gifts. I know Neil, my administrator, he's got the gift of ministration, just overseeing so many things and giving answers and directions and just having the answer right there. It's a gift. Karen, our bookkeeper, has been with us for years. We have a bookkeeping department that some of the CPAs that have come in here and some of the people checking on our finances and everything just say, it's second to none. I mean, you got a bookkeeping department that's bigger than most big banks have. And they know that much stuff. And they're into it. because that's important to God, isn't it? Finances. And then with Alan, with the computers, I mean, that's a whole nother realm. Pray for our computers. We've got a monster on our hands. I mean, this is huge. We got over 250 computers. We got all kinds of servers. And there's big corporations that want to come in here and tell us how to do it. And for a fee, you know. And we're going, what are you talking about? You know, computers are costing hundreds of thousands of dollars to just run. To service them. To change the service. Pray for Alan and the guys. Because we're getting wisdom. God's leading us to who He wants to work with us. And as always, as you pray about things, God brings the people.
We're talking about a life of love next time on Sound Doctrine, when Pastor Jeff returns to Romans chapter 12. This program is listener supported and brought to you by Calvary Chapel Downing. So Father,